Dozen good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
It is now time.
The one and only. There never will be another.
Before you excel in any endeavor.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Here we are, back to basics, coming on the radio, and I'm waiting for Susie. You there, Suze?
I'm here.
She's here.
Welcome to
good.
The show,
good
everybody. It is.
Is here with me
on the East Coast, and it is time for the flagship show. Back to Basics Radio.
Absolutely. And
how
are you tonight there? Oh, well, we're asking each other how we are. I'm doing fantastic, as usual.
Wonderful. I am doing pretty peachy keen myself.
Yeah, everything's coming up roses here, let me tell you.
Yeah, just to clear up something. You know, Dink, I'm so glad you're my host and my co-host and all with me. But, yeah. Blister bum has been my short cup of hot for several years. So position was already taken.
Okay, no problem.
You know, I could, just be glad.
Yeah.
Just be glad I don't dislike you because I don't really like midgets.
I'm a little person.
Midgets.
I don't know about. Midget is a category of wrestler. As a diminutive person, that's hard to say. A diminutive person. I'm a little person.
Okay, you're a little person. I really hate wrestling little people because they kick me in the shins and it's really annoying. Especially if you get close to this punch, that really hurts because it's not on the face.
What's really nice about wrestling big people is you have the low center of gravity and you tip them right over and they fall down like a ton of bricks. I love that. Especially if I get a good spear going. Let me tell you, if I get a good spear going, I swear I can knock a big person right off their feet every time.
Yeah.
Now, what happens is if
sorry,
I fight...
Sorry, we talked about that last week, so we already know.
Yeah. Now, if I fight a small person.
Says you're a fidget.
Fidget. Yeah, I remember that. Fidget. That was from the Little Rascals, wasn't it? Yeah.
I don't remember.
you got to be old as dirt like me to remember that kind of stuff.
I remember the Little Rascals. I just don't remember Fidget.
Yeah, they had the midgets, and those were real pituitary midgets. Those were real, like, proportionate little people. Were posing as children in the orphanage, and they had run away from the circus or something, and they had some kind of scam going. And dang kids, them fidgets. You know, that was the idea of that.
Okay, well, before we get too started with our topic. Would you want to do the honors of reading off our sponsors this week?
Oh, sure. Hang on. Let me just pop up the list here, and I will do that. Now, of course, these sponsors are a bunch of companies that are very good to us over here at Back to Basics Radio. They help us out, and we help them out by announcing them every week on the radio. And this list of companies includes McHaggis Place. WeLoveWrestling.com, NIVW, No Innocent Victims Wrestling, For UK Wrestling, Alternative Wrestling Entertainment, Network Wrestling Alliance, World Championship Wrestling, The Unstoppable Lounge, Keystone Championship Wrestling, 1X Wrestling, Karma Hardcore Championship Wrestling, NAWF, NMOD Hardcore Wrestling Alliance, Global International Wrestling, Radical American Wrestling Federation, RAWF, you'll hear their show on Saturday night, Extreme Psychotic Championship Wrestling, Howlin' Mad Productions, Breaking Point Wrestling, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Vegas Coin Wrestling, Future Stars of Wrestling, Wrestler Unstoppable Brand Wrestling, Hounds of Justice Hardcore Wrestling, lovely company, I'm in that, Extreme Sadistic Championship Wrestling, BRAWL, the World Painted Blood Hardcore Wrestling, WWF, World Wrestling Federation, KISS, K-I-S-S, Keep It Simple, Sexy Wrestling, The Delirium Psychotic Impact Wrestling, oh yeah, I work there too, Platinum Angels Corporation, Resident Evil Wrestling, and of course, Bookshots Wrestling Federation. And if you really want to be a proud sponsor, a sponsor of Back to Basics Radio, you can message Susie or myself and we'll give you the information. And you can have your company's name read off on that list of fantastic companies to join.
Kirk, the last time I checked, they only had the graphic, did not have a link to our scene. You have to have both in order to be a sponsor of B2B.
Yes, link those graphics. Absolutely.
So, yes, I have told you that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are as dense as a fruitcake.
Oh, yes, and get re-gifted like a fruitcake, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't need that gift back.
So we were talking about the companies that support Back to Basics Radio here, and our topic for tonight was pretty much how these companies exist financially. It's difficult because so many companies have what I would consider a reasonable open challenge, and some have ridiculously high open challenges, and it's hard to figure out how to actually keep your bank in a company in a good situation so you can offer the high OCs. Now, I haven't owned a company in over a year now, so I'm a little green about this. I need people to call in and talk about how you keep your companies afloat financially, and what are your tricks, what are your suggestions for people who might listen to the call, might want to listen to the replay, and see if they can increase their company's finances. You got some thoughts?
Yes, and I know we have one person already that I had asked to call in, and we'll get her on in just a moment. And speaking of companies, I need to kind of go set a match in the Cactus place to keep everybody busy because, well, you know, Spicy's still not back yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know,
I got you.
Work. Okay, yeah. So.
Do you want to bring somebody on while you do that?
Yes. What? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and bring on Bubs.
Yep. Okay.
Welcome, Bubs.
Hi.
Hey, Bubs.
Hi, Dick. Hi, Susie.
How's my favorite Bubs?
Itching to stab somebody but don't feel like getting shot in the butt by you.
How's my favorite Boobs?
I never said you couldn't stab anybody. Who you want to stab?
Oh, okay, well, then. Yeah, as long as she shoots me in the butt. Don't go for the boobage. Don't shoot me in the boobage.
No, those things are insured by Lloyd's of London.
If I shot you in the boobs, we all might blow away from them deflating.
Hey, these are real, okay? These are homegrown, not silicone.
Okay. have to admit, though, that was a good one.
Yeah, that's what God gave you. And he certainly was generous.
Yes, I'm very thankful to him. So are a few others. But, you know, anyway, that's beside the point.
Yes, we heard Icon like play the bongos.
Susie doesn't know yet, huh?
Uh-oh. What?
We'll talk about it later, Susie. Not right now. We'll talk about it later.
Am I going to have to kill a Scotsman?
Huh?
Am I going to have to kill a Scotsman?
No.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Judgy, I know you dated one of my boobs. It kind of hurt where the way you were dragging that one around all over the place.
Stop dragging my boobs around.
So, anyway, we're talking about companies and finances. And I know, let's see, you've owned a couple of companies.
Yeah.
I don't remember if you still do.
I still do own Trainwrecked Wrestling. It's not very active right now. In fact, it's not active at all.
Am I in there? Am I in Trainwreck?
No, I think you finally did leave.
I'll have to go look. I thought I was in there. Anyway, but you also did run Cajun Swamp Wrestling Federation.
Yes, I did. And that was a handful. You know, when Swamp Dog handed the reins over to the Swamp to me, it was, you know, God, I don't even remember how many people we had in there at the start. I think it was like 600. And you know, and then we had like 5-6 shows a week. And then we had pretty good OCs, but you know, with that many people, you know, the residuals from having that many people, the fan payouts, it kept the bank up as my manager started having the problems with the with the OC stuff. People did start leaving, and we did have a lot of sitters. And we had to kind of nip a few things here and there, but we still managed with close to, I think we had 7,500 payouts on the titles and 5,000 for OCs, and still had plenty to go around.
Mm-hmm. So what was your secret in keeping a 5,000 coin OC going, though? Did you have to put in your personal money into the company?
I did. I would put in, you know, like if I got a contract to a company somewhere, instead of me keeping it, I would put it in. Swamp had paid me really good for GM in there, as well as running the radio station when he was still there, so I still had money backed up. So, you know, I just put it all back in the company. I would put Russell Bucks in the company.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually... Go ahead.
Were you doing a lot of join and leaves or something like that to further raise coins and bucks?
No, we didn't do a whole lot of join and leaves. We did have company tournaments, you know, for just the company members. I think we did one join and leave to try to boost membership up again, and it did, as well as, you know, helped just add more to the bank.
Right,
but I guess Swamp had left such a great foundation for us that we didn't have a lot of, you know, financial problems. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's what I learned from him with Trainwrecked. I would switch out WrestleBucks from the videos and put the coins into Trainwrecked. You know, we had some great sitters that helped us open things up. We did a join and leave tournament when we first were going to open up. My brother Tad Beaglewolf won that, so he ended up with some rest. I know, sorry, Susie.
Sorry.
Didn't mean to make you sick. I'm sorry.
A little bit. Sorry about that.
But yeah, we had, not only did we have some Wrestle Bucks that we were giving away, we also had an entrance video and a personalized promo. Actually, it was going to be the first trainer card, which I still haven't done yet. He bugs me about it constantly. When am I going to get my trading card?
That's funny. Yeah, because keeping a 5,000 coin open challenge is, I could see where you could manage that. I work for AAA Campgrounds, and they have a 20,000 coin open challenge. And I find it very difficult to figure out how you can keep a 20,000 coin open challenge. I mean, I have almost 5,000 fans. You know, how does, and a lot of people have 500 fans in that company. How the heck do they keep 20,000 coin open challenge in that company? I don't know. I tried to get Lager on here tonight, but he's got problems. Let's just put it that way. He's got difficulty with coming on the radio, so he couldn't be here to tell us his secrets. I would love to know how you keep a big open challenge open. OC like that. And Ring Wars has 10,000 coins. That's a pretty meaty one too. And what does NAWF have? Does anybody remember? No, I remember it was pretty high though.
Well, you know, I know JT puts a lot of his personal money in there as well.
Probably.
Yeah. He and I had something worked out when I was still over at CSWF. You know, he kept up. He stayed in there. He fought hard, and he made sure I kept his contract up to date because I know he was putting it back over into Ring Wars. I just lost my thought. Oh, the other thing is,
your train of thought had a train wreck.
I'm distracted by the serenity of Hades right now. buying and selling the WrestleBucks too is good. If you have a surplus of wrestler bucks, so I know at one point we had close to 6,000 wrestler bucks, and somebody that wanted to buy some. You know, and all the coins went back into the company. So, you know, that was that's a good way to do it too. Because you know, some people pay enormous amounts for WrestleBucks.
Yeah, it's nutty, but sure, I can see that.
What time? I ever find those people? I mean, I did receive 5 million coins one night for executing a hit.
Well, you know what, Susie? I will give you a 500,000 coins if you execute a hit for me.
500,000? I don't know. It depends on who it
right,
is.
It's 1,000,000, okay? I'm a loaded woman. I'll give you 1,000,000.
Depends on who it is. Who it is. Who is it first?
Money Sue can't get a bone. I mean, hearing bone.
Monkey soup, yeah.
Well, yeah, that might be able. We'll have to talk after the show. I don't want to do anything on air, you know.
Well, Bubs and I have a restraining order on him, and he's already violated it. So
several times.
You know, yeah, he's several times. He's got a court date coming, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's some people I would do, you know, I would execute a hit for free.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah. One was already mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
okay.
Now, Bob, I can't remember, but were you running CSWF when Rocket Ninja came out? I am so sorry. Were you running CSWF when they came out with the transactions tab?
Yeah, I was still there. I was still running it then, and as much of a good tool as it is, when you've got all those, I mean, it's good for, like, if you want to make sure, you know, that somebody put WrestleBucks into your company for some reason, but trying to go through and keep up with, oh, my God, you know, all the matches, just all the matches, you know,
mm-hmm.
one payout matches, it does get to be confusing.
Yeah, it's pretty labyrinthian. I looked at a couple of them and I thought, oh, geez, you got to sort of be an accountant to really pour over all of this information and make it, you know, make it click. But some people have minds like that. I don't particularly have a spreadsheet, you know.
I used to have
sort
a spreadsheet that my accountant set up for me for my company EXW.
Mm-hmm. Right, I used to run my own simple one.
Yeah, I mean, it was once it was set up, it was pretty simple to use. But, yeah, I had my accountant had to set the spreadsheet up for me. But it also required checking the company balance right before and then right after 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I used to have to do that, too.
That's 11 o'clock Central Time.
Mm-hmm. Right. Midnight
and,
Eastern.
Yeah, because that's when companies get paid.
Susie, I don't mean to stop the discussion, but I just want to say, hi, Lightning! Sorry,
yes,
I had to.
Good to see White Lightning out there.
Yep. Hey,
yeah,
Shorty, how you doing?
But I will tell you, the transactions tab on the company does make it a lot easier to see what the company is getting paid. And that really helps a lot.
You know, the transaction thing did help a lot because actually, about a couple of, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks before they actually came out with it, it looked like CSWF wasn't getting paid. And I was checking it, and it wasn't going up any. And, I actually contacted Sports and Supple about it. You know, it's not looking like my company's getting paid. And you know, they went through and looked at things and yeah, they'll tell you real quick, you know, depending on your members, you know, what you may not want to have your OCs so high. I think at one point we had gone up to about 7,500 just for the OCs, and we brought it back down to 5,000 before I left.
Which, you know, that I do, you know, I do like that addition is that transaction tab. It really does help be able to track how much money is coming into the company. And it can help you, you know, make adjustments. If you know how many, you can look at the transactions and kind of guesstimate how many of those are open challenge matches. Because your open challenge match will be the same one time every time, and your round robin will be different. So being able to see that, you can kind of track how much your open challenges are. You already know how much your round robins are going to be, because one thing I do like is that on the round robin creation page, it tells you how much it's going to cost to set up that round robin.
Yeah, it does. So, if you want to do it like a no bag of tricks round robin, it shows you what the increase for doing that is.
Yeah. So I do like that because you can then tell what's round robin and what isn't, and you can get a quick guesstimate of how much money you do have going out in roughly a daily. You can pretty much average what you're spending in a day, so that you can see if you're spending more than you make. I do like that. That has helped.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I imagine it's really handy when you have a larger corporation where you're dealing with hundreds of people at a time, and it's tough to do a spreadsheet on your own when you have to look and try and figure out exactly how many people you've gotten around robin, whether or not your GM's done it by the entire company or a division or whatnot. It's nice to have it all there for you already.
Yeah, it is. It's a whole lot easier than when you're... My spreadsheet told me how much I was being paid per day, and how much money was paid out the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really, that really helped me, but it was a lot of work to keep up with.
Mm-hmm. It certainly is. Running a company is a lot of work to begin with. Looking at it financially is an extra burden that, you have a small company and, 25, 50 people, you can manage that. But once you start getting up over like 100 members, then you start having to really look at your finances closely and make sure that daily you're bringing in more than you're sending out, So does anybody else have an idea about finances? How can some companies keep such high open challenges? Give us a call. You can call in at 646-478-0073, or there might be a nice Skype button for you to push on the chat page. So you could always push the Skype button. Give us a call. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, we would like company owners to call in and talk about this topic. And
mm-hmm.
Remember, we are topic driven. We don't talk about just anything the people want to talk about. We talk about our topic. Just keep that in mind, folks.
Yeah,
because
if it gives me the word, I'm stabbing anybody. I'm watching you over.
Yeah, really. Tell me, who is it you want to stab out there?
There's an annoying one. That's all I really need to say. I think you'll get my drift.
Is he as annoying as an itchy butthole?
Hey, there's an itchy butthole out there?
I don't know. I'm
itchy
just asking.
That's
this annoying
I'm
one
gonna...
is annoying as an itchy butthole.
Yeah, he's
that's
annoying as an itchy butthole. Oh, that's for sure.
I'm going to make an alt called Itchy Butthole next.
Japanese. Be really Itchy annoying,
Butthole.
Though.
Itchy Butthole from New Japan. Yes. That would be. Oh, boy. But we stay on topic. We don't talk about itchy buttholes,
yes,
do we?
Stay on topic. I'm having a flashback to Star Wars. Stay on target. Stay on target.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that knows how old I am.
Susie.
I went and saw that in the theaters.
So did I.
That's usually what I say when I'm shooting somebody. Stay on target. Stay on target. Sorry.
There you go.
I have target again.
Sometimes you gotta lead them a little bit.
That's a whole lot easier to do, though.
True, and you know I've added to my firepower. I've got a couple of Glocks now. I was given an automatic weapon on a swivel, so yeah, I've just added to my firepower. I'm telling you right now, my deer stand is stocked.
Yeah, personally, I like a Colt 45.
I'm not into malt liquor myself, but
yeah, that my
I'm not talking malt liquor here.
Special ain't too bad either.
But yes, we get away from the topic here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but
yes,
you know, I don't really know anything about finances and how a company can have such high open challenges and stuff like that. So, you know,
Understar's got a good idea out there. He thinks that if they have high OC payouts, then they probably don't offer contracts charge high fees to join tournaments. And yeah, it's in his opinion.
I can say as a GM for AAA Campgrounds with a 20,000 coin open challenge, no one's ever told me not to offer a contract to anybody. I have not. Usually, if somebody wants to join the company, I'll say, 20,000 coin open challenge, you're just getting an invite. I took it upon myself to say that. They never said, don't do that. And, you know, I look at some of the people who want to join, and they're very low-level people with hardly any fans, and I was never told, you know, don't hire anybody below 500 fans or 700 fans or whatever. They said, do what you want. So they don't really particularly care about how many people are in and how many coins they get. So they have a money-making way of keeping the bank very, very high. And as far as I could tell, as far as I was told by somebody that I won't even mention on the radio because it's not worth mentioning, but this person told me that he fights constantly, like every time he's awake, he fights in the highest OC companies he can and challenges the entire roster and earns millions of coins each week and dumps them into his company, or into somebody's company. I guess he has a company now, but whatever. And I said, well, gee, that seems to defeat the purpose. Shouldn't your company generate the proper amount of coins? But I guess not. I remember back in the day, I was in a company. I was in the – yeah. Go ahead, Suze.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, back in the day, I was in a company. I don't even remember the name of it right now. It was a New Zealand company. But they were the first company to offer a 1,000 coin open challenge. And everyone was like, oh, 1,000 coin open challenge? Can't be. How can somebody offer such a huge amount of coinage for open challenge? Now it's like 1,000 coin open challenge. People are laughing, you know. So there's definitely...
back in those days, you know, we took contracts and, you know, mm-hmm. 1,000 coins was huge.
Yeah, it was. It was insane. And people are like, you're in that company? Oh, my God. How do you get in? How do I get in there? 1,000 coin open challenge. And, you know, everybody else had.
Well, I was excited when I could get 100 coins open challenge.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And I'm talking, this was, you know, 2012. This wasn't going back to to FBW or anything. This was about 2012 sometime, and it was so you can see that there's definitely been inflation in Wrestler Unstoppable.
Oh, definitely. I mean, back in those days, you know, we were it was you know, you were happy if you got a 50,000 coin contract or shit.
Oh,
sometimes
yeah.
Even the you know, I remember back when a 1,000 coins was, you know, companies weren't paying huge OCs. They weren't, you didn't have many people in your company with even 1,000 fans.
And a lot of people were walking around wearing those newbie yellow singlets and stuff like that.
For a long time
because people couldn't afford anything in the store. The prices in the store haven't really gone up, but everybody has enough coins and most people have enough bucks to buy just about anything they want in the store. And the free bucks have helped that.
Noobs, unless they spend real money, can't buy quite a bit of the stuff because it's wrestle bucks now. It takes some time to get the wrestler bucks. A lot of things that were coins that we couldn't buy as noobs are now.
Right. But you can still, if you're an American, you can still generate a lot of wrestler bucks a day if you want to sit there and free buck. If you're not living in America, you're limited to however many you get. I think it's 8, 10, something like that. Or if you even get them, yeah. Well, you have to know what you're doing and turn off your ad blockers and stuff like that. And, then you'll get your bucks. I mean, I've probably gotten...
Well, also, there are some places that don't get the buck bubble at all.
Yeah, So it depends. Depends on what you do.
Yeah. So, but back to company finances. You know, that. Meanwhile, back to the topic.
Right. Well, that's what we're saying is, you know, you can get your free bucks and dump them into your company.
Yeah.
So I'm just talking about personal finances turning into company finances.
Yes, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to bucks, my philosophy in my company was that I should always be making more bucks than I spent.
Mm-hmm.
Because
definitely.
I wanted to make sure that I could sustain my company without having to put a bunch of money into my company. I wanted my company to be self-sufficient.
Yeah, absolutely, and this is the whole reason why this topic sort of interests me is because I don't understand really how a company can generate or offer such high open challenges and still not be able to generate enough money for that. Like somehow there has to be other monies coming in to the company. And it sort of defeats its purpose. I guess, you get a very popular company. You're going to get a lot of people joining and for the big open challenge. But, you know, then you got to work twice as hard to pump extra coins into your company. Now, I know a lot of people have banks, but even though you have banks, does that really generate that many coins? It only generates as many coins as you have fans of people who are in your bank fighting daily.
I think there's sound problems, guys.
Oh, yeah, they're saying they can't hear. We're not muted,
are
we?
I can hear you just great.
No,
you hear
not.
Us. Nope.
No, nobody's muted but the people who I want to be muted. We all hear each other fine, but I don't know. I guess I'm just going to have to
Yeah, I guess refresh. I mean, it's all I could think to do.
I know Shelly's out there saying she had refreshed and it came back and then it left again.
That is very odd. Because I
never seen that right in the middle of a show before.
Yeah, I've had people say they've lost connect, you know, couldn't hear, but usually they were. Now, Tank says she's called in. Let me.
She can't hear you. You can hear me, Tank.
Tank, are you there?
Hello, Tank girl.
I would whistle, but, you know, I don't want to hurt everybody's ears. Tank, are you there?
Tank, we brought you on live.
Guess not.
Hmm.
All right,
she
I'm
says
put
calling
her
back,
back
in. She's calling back in. All right, I don't know.
Lightning just got a shot of morph. He's going to be throwing him in.
Yeah, morphine.
Yeah, okay, I think it might be time for White Lightning to hit the pillow.
Now, Tank Girl says she can't call back in. Something's gone on with Blog Talk Radio right in the middle of our show.
Blog Talk is being glitchy tonight.
Yeah, right in the middle of everything. Well, damn. I wonder if this is recording.
I guess going back to lo-fi.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we wanted that Skype button, you know?
I promise, Thunderstar, we won't slap you.
If he can hear us.
You might not, but I can't promise that. It depends on, you know.
Well,
you
can hear us.
Yeah. But... Yeah, all I know to do is just keep on with what we're doing. But, you know, when I was running my company, and you know, we ran for quite a long time before I decided to shut it down. But I never once had to dump coins into the company to keep it sustained.
Yeah, my company neither.
You know, but, you know, we kept the, you know, we would look at how much money was coming in and how much was going out, you know, thanks to the spreadsheet that was set up on a daily basis. That way we would know, well, okay, it's safe to raise the open challenges gradually. We gradually kept raising the opening payout to keep up with the amount that was coming in. I mean, we weren't trying to make coin over fist, but we wanted the company to be self-sufficient, but still have enough to have good open challenges and to be able to pay good amounts, decent amounts for our title matches and our pay-per-views and without having to beg and borrow money. And, you know, we got to the point where we didn't have to have sitters. And, you know, I started out the company, you know, asking for people to come in and sit and had a zero coin open challenge till we got the bank up, until we could start offering money. And that was back when you could do that. And people would come in and they would come in and join your company to get it going and not expect anything.
Right.
And it was also back in a time where you could offer contracts that you know, what we did is we took their fan base and we timed it by, I think it was three or four, and then times the number of weeks. And that way, we still make coins off of them,
Yeah, I used to offer a contract at 88%. I thought that was a decent amount of money to give people, where I could still make a little profit on it.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't at 88%. I mean, we were about at 45%.
Oh, okay. You offered them 45% of their fan base?
Yeah, pretty much. Because we wanted to still make sure that we made money at the end of the day. We weren't making a lot of money. We weren't making a lot of money.
Right.
And people were coming
at
up and saying, oh.
At 88%. Sure.
Yeah, people were coming up and saying, oh, well, I get 80% of my fan base. And I said, yeah, but I still want to make money.
Right, and then companies were opening up, and they were offering 200% of your fan base, and it was like, of course, you know, people are gonna flock, and people left my company, and they flocked to this other company, flavor of the month. They got 200% of their fan base. They were locked in for, you know, 10 weeks, and then when that was over, the company was boring, and everybody left, and. You know, a lot of companies do that. They become flavor of the week, flavor of the month companies. It's like, oh, this is the new hotness. Everybody's got to go here and join this company. And, you know, that's hard to maintain.
Yeah, they would be hot for 10 weeks. When everybody's contracts ran out, they were gone.
And they were usually bankrupt at that point, or the GMs and owners got bored and didn't want to do it anymore. You know, I kept my company open for 2.25 years before third motion shut it down. Yeah, it was about two and a quarter years. And then third motion, when they announced they were shutting the game down, that was pretty much the end of everything. I had lost all my GMs. I was running it single-handedly. My wife retired at that point, so I just said, that's it. I closed it down, and I went and crawled under a rock until March of this year.
Yeah, well, we didn't quite run that long, but we ran about a year and a half, and we built it up pretty well, and pretty much when Rocket Ninja quit doing anything, that's pretty well when my company started to fizzle out. People were leaving the game. People leaving WU, it wasn't that they were leaving the company, they were just leaving WU altogether.
Yeah, that was in December of 2011 that Rocket Ninja pulled the plug, and that was just when I began my first GMing job, working for a company and stuff like that. So I just started getting into it. And I didn't have any of the costumes or blah, blah, blah that they would have for holidays. So when it came back around, it was like Easter. People had the Easter bunny ears. I couldn't get them because they wouldn't bring them back. The St. Patrick's Day costumes and stuff like that. I wanted the green top hat. I couldn't get it because they didn't bring it back. And, you know, it took a long time for that to come back. So great that Sports Unstoppables unlocked pretty much everything. They, you know, letting us have our costumes and our little accessories and all the kind of stuff that we want to do and have. And I don't know why Rocket Ninja didn't do that, or Third Motion, whatever the hell you want to call them. I don't know why they didn't do that. It could only possibly help. Maybe people would actually spend money to buy wrestler bucks instead of trying to get them in. And Tanky says she's tried 6 times to call in.
I wonder if this is all because of the switch from hi-fi to lo-fi. The stations can now go to hi-fi, and I wonder if this is screwing with everything. Because if you go to hi-fi, you can only have 5 callers at a time that can call in via their computer. Everybody else has to call in via their phones.
Right, there's no Skype on Hi-Fi, so we wanted to give you guys the option. We wanted to give you guys the option on Skype, and Susie was really good contacting Blog Talk today and trying to take care of that to make sure you had a Skype option. And Now they're kind of screwing this all up.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense to go without the Skype. I mean, because the only place, you know, it's only free to call in from continental U.S. And what about all the international callers that call in? You know, it's not fair to them that they can't call in without and have to pay for it. Just my opinion.
Exactly. Exactly, and that's why, yeah, you know, we wanted to keep Skype.
Exactly.
So we switched.
It's either that or we, you know, in our case, we could only have four other callers via their computer at one time. And so we would actually have to limit who could call in and when. So,
right.
Yeah, that's annoying. But anyway, back to company finances. You know, one of the things that I always tried to do, like I said, was I ran my company that it was self sustaining, and
yeah,
and we I didn't take money out of my company other than what I won in my matches. I didn't take money out of my company to fan. I did pay my GMs, and so, you know, that, you know, I did pay my GMs, and so that they could do, you know, get more fans and all.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that was my philosophy in how to run my company, keep it self-sustaining.
Yeah.
And then that way, mm-hmm, I know, you know, I don't have to go and beg money from people. How many times have we seen companies go out and beg for money? And
yeah,
you know, what irks
was
me is after they put in the budget feature, how many people,
mm-hmm,
were calling they need sitters because their company got robbed. Well, dummy, use the budgets.
That's absolutely right.
You know, you know, and then when you got the same person crying three or four times, first time, okay, you know, shame on them. Second time, shame on you. There should never be a third time. And
yep,
we saw it multiple times from the same people. Then made you think, they really getting robbed by their GMs? Don't think so.
Yeah, that was one thing I always made sure and when Dink was running the show over at CSWF, he can tell you that. I always made sure that, you know, everybody had a budget.
Mm-hmm.
I know with
right,
GM and then Dog, you know, we have a budget.
I gave
just,
my wife,
you know,
a budget.
If you have your own company, it's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I gave my wife a budget. I told her nobody goes without a budget. I'll give you a budget. I'll load it up every time you want. And I paid my GMs, too. And a lot of times my GMs would take offense at that. What are you paying me for? What is this for? You know, don't give me 20 wrestler bucks. Get out of here, you know. And in the day, it was 20. I just got paid 200 wrestler bucks for GMing. It's like, oh, well, thank you very much. But that's
I never
seems
got
to
paid
be
wrestler bucks for GMing.
Mm. I didn't ask for it. I just GM'd because I'm a nice guy. And that's
yeah,
over at Seductive Wrestling Productions.
Yeah, I never did get paid by WrestleBucks. I got paid in coins, but at the time, coins were a high commodity. They're not anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that goes to show what's happened in just a few years. And so, But you know, I mean, we, you know, I always, I look at, and I compare companies to my own. Because, you know, I built that company from scratch. I bought the company and I grew the company. And, you know, we talk about budgets. You know, I was running the company with my family. And they still were on a budget.
Yep.
Every one of them had a budget.
Yeah, yeah,
now,
that's the way it was.
They do GM in one company that doesn't have a budget.
What?
I do GM in one company that doesn't have a budget. I have repeatedly asked, you know, look, you know, I don't want to be accused of anything, so put me on a budget. No, no, nobody has a budget. And I said, well, I would feel more comfortable if I had a budget, let's say that. You know, because I don't want to be accused of stealing from a company, you know, that I'm working for, because I take being a GM in somebody else's company as, you know, as something serious. I really look at, like, I've GM'd off and on. Yeah, I did take a break from Death of Glory for about 4 months. But, you know, I just recently returned back there, and I take it as an honor to GM for the companies I do. You know, I appreciate the fact that, you know, somebody sees me as a good GM, and they want me to be there. So, you know, I don't want to be accused of taking their money, you know, when I didn't
sure.
do it.
I'm a GM in a company, and I have full admin powers and no budget. I have their entire bank and full admin powers, and it's like, well, thank you for trusting me. I'm not going to betray your trust, but don't hire Judgment. I'm looking at Judgment's name like he sees me looking at him or hears
me. Yeah, don't hire Judgment.
Oh, boy. So does anybody who can hear us...
And what Mistress Boone said, good GMs are too hard to come by now. And that is... That's very true. It's hard to get a good GM that's reliable. Yeah, and I'm raising my hand. I GM and RAWF, but I don't remember the last time I set a match.
Oh, boy.
But I'm basically a backup, you know.
I GM in three places. I do a Monday show at Seductive Wrestling Productions, which is a very, very big show, and it takes a long, long time to do. But they love it, and everybody there really likes it a lot. And then I do a show on Thursday nights at one of our radio show hosts, Delirium Psychotic Impact Wrestling. I have to get that right. I'm a GM there. I do a hardcore show, which I did my debut hardcore show today. And I do a hardcore show at AAA Campgrounds on Saturdays. I also am doing special events at the Looney Bin. And right now we're running a Christmas in July event, which is, you can think of it as like a pay-per-view light. We're not really talking about making a big deal out of it, but it's the same kind of, there's little events like that, and people are signing up. They have no idea what they're signing up for, and to tell you the truth, I have no idea what I'm signing up for, what they're signing up for. I have a number of events that are going to run through that time. So if you're in the Looney Bin, sign up for Christmas in July.
I am.
Well, there. Did you sign up?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. Well, I'll get you. There's just a couple of different events we're going to be playing. The first one is Secret Santa. So,
I thought you said Seductive Santa at first, so, you know, I was all ready to go find this really cute little red outfit, you know, that
Seductive
had my
Santa.
Legs and my...
That's right. And I said, that does sound like a good idea. I like Seductive Santa. Sure, let's do that instead.
Yeah, then somebody whispered in my ear that it was Secret Santa, so... But either way, I'm in.
it doesn't take much to change my mind. Yeah. But, so I guess really the upshot is it's a combination of things that people have to consider to keep the open challenges high in a company. It's not, there's really no one smoking gun thing that you can do and say, oh, well, in order to, you know, have high open challenge, you can do this, you can do that.
Well, you know, I don't have a, you know, great, have high open challenges. Make sure you can sustain it, though. You know, that's my biggest push about companies and their finances, you know, have the high open challenges if that's what you want to do. But do it when your company is self-sustaining, because you can't depend on putting in enough coins to sustain a company with very high open challenges. You can't depend on join and leave tournaments. In this economy, you just can't depend on those things. Because,
right,
you
yeah,
know,
that's what I'm thinking.
Who's going, you know, I don't join a lot of tournaments. You know, and if it's a join and leave, then I can't get coins off of them staying in the company, which I have done join and leave. For the 1 year anniversary of B2B, we did a join and leave. But it was a special thing. People have join and leaves all the time.
Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure that there's join and leaves, and then there's you know, once you get a large enough company, you could do weekly tournaments and stuff like that. Might be able to pump a lot of coins back into your company, but really in AAA, there aren't all that many in campgrounds. There's like maybe one a week, just one tournament, and you know, I always join it, but it's not part of what I do because I'm just the hardcore GM in there. So I don't create the tournaments. I just join them like everyone else.
Yeah, okay. You know, and that's exactly. I mean, so the fee that that a lot of people have. That a lot of people have is that, you know, well, we'll just have a join and leave and we'll boost the coffers. The next thing you know, about a month later, oh, we'll just have another join and leave. And then it becomes a cycle, and then people get tired of it. And, you know, how are you going to have good enough payout to maintain that?
Right.
And so there's a lot, you know, a lot. That's why you see a lot of companies come and go, is because they don't have sustainability, and that's one of the things I really like about RAWS, and a lot of the, you know, I'm in some really good companies, not very active, but I'm in some really good companies, but they operate on the principle of sustainability. They have
right.
a payout, but they're also making money, and they're not depending on people putting a great big influx of coin into the company all the time.
Mm-hmm. And there's always something fun going on, too. You know?
Yeah, and RAWS is a real neat company anyway. In the trash talks and how they do their rankings and all, and I really enjoy it. I don't, you know, I'm not a great trash talker. I do try to trash talk in all my matches, but I certainly mm-hmm. don't try to be in the top whatever it is and get a, you know, I was told I was in the top 10, and I said, what? I'm gonna have to try harder not to be.
Yeah, I know. I made it to number 3. I'm like, I was number 3. How did that happen?
I
didn't expect that at all. I was number 23,
wrong.
Not number 3.
I had some really good trash talk battles. You know, but
yeah.
So many people don't trash talk with a darn. And
mm-hmm.
I'm by no means a great trash talker. I have my moments
think,
of brilliance, but they're few and far between.
I don't think you have to be a great trash talker. You just have to be a trash talker. And that's really what they're looking at. I don't think you get extra points for being particularly, you know, good at it. I think it's just, are you trash talking in the match? Yes, they're trash talking. They're giving it some effort.
Yeah. The better you, the the more entertaining it is, the more points you will get.
Right, that's what I like about the company is it's all based upon how much you want to be involved in the company. So if you want to, you know, you want to make a scene and call somebody out, you're going to get extra ranking for that and stuff like that. You want to sit back and just be in the shadows and run along with it? Great, you can do that too. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to jump up and make noise and stuff.
But you can get recognized if you do. What's fun about it is you do get recognized whenever you...
I think this would be a perfect segue to promote the radio show After Hours. And I'm going to play that promo.
Go right ahead.
Radical American Wrestling Federation presents RAWF After Hours with Lord Amadeus and Shelby Raker. Saturdays, 10 p.m. on the Back to Basics Radio Network.
And there it is, the promo for After Hours. I'll be making new promos for the rest of the shows as, well, time allows.
And you're doing a very good job.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And yes, After Hours, you'll hear me doing my rumor segment as soon as I make them up.
Yeah, we'll have to talk. Yeah, we may have to make up some good ones.
Yeah, I have a little creative writing to do.
I have some really good rumors for you because I know nothing about what's going on.
Well, a couple of my rumors came true, so I can't say that I was wrong. You know, there were rumors that that paid off in the end. So, but I guess paying off in the end is the topic of tonight's episode, and making sure that companies pay off, pay out, and stay alive financially in this situation. Now, I gave. I had a thought, and actually I talked with Kosher Salami a little bit about this, but what if there was a third monetary unit called wrestler credits? And with wrestler credits, you would actually have to buy them with real money, so this would be money going back to Sports Unstoppable. This would not be something transferable like wrestler bucks, or free wheeling like free bucking. But if you had a third monetary unit, and with this you could buy special things in the store and then gift them to other wrestlers. Now, if you could do that, if you could gift them, like you have like a little gift button, there would have to be a major update for this, but you would have a gift button and you'd see who gifted you things. Now, say you're a company owner and they come out with the full Scottish set, the bagpipes, the stockings, I forget what they call those stockings, the Tam O'Shanter hat. You know, we already have the kilt and the sporran. There's, you know, a number of things. So say that you've come out with the entire Scottish bagpipe set. If you have a tournament as an owner, you could use wrestler credits to purchase that entire kit for the person who won your tournament. Or let's say you're a boyfriend and you want to get a nice dress for your girlfriend, but it costs money that she can't afford. It costs wrestler credits. You can gift her that dress. Like, say they bring back the wedding gown and the tuxedo.
Oh, they took the wedding gown out?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not a woman.
Or earlier today.
Oh, it was there?
I don't own it, so I could actually look to see if it's still there or not.
Okay.
They still have all of
their
Canada Day and 4th of July stuff still up.
That's all the new stuff, but they did away with suits for men. We can't have suits and jackets anymore. There's only the Halloween Why So Serious Joker costume. And I would love it if you can gift these things. I would love that, Tank Girl, but no, you really can't at this point. But I want a suit. I want my suit back.
Gown.
They do. Okay.
Yes.
Well, they don't, certainly don't have a suit for a man to wear to a wedding, though. They don't have a tuxedo or anything. No, Tank Girl, you cannot gift items now. I was saying, in the future, I would like to see this as an addition to the possibility of expanding Wrestler Unstoppable and being able to make some money for Sports Unstoppable.
I thought of some things earlier today, or in the last couple of days, I would love to see added. Something like a wench costume for the ladies, or like a gypsy type of outfit, like a Roxy LeBeau's, something along that lines when she was with TNA. Something along that lines. That would be pretty cool. Because, you know, there's no long skirts. You know, all you get are the short skirts or the short dresses, and some of us don't want to dress up like hookers. That's why we wear pants all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's the, what is that, the Hawaiian outfit or something like that, and that's, the men could have that too, which is kind of interesting, the skirts.
Yeah, I'd like better tattoos.
Yeah? Better tattoos?
Yeah, the women get shafted on the tattoos.
I like my my full sleeve tattoo, and the USA one's not too bad.
No, I've got that. I went and got the USA one.
But, you know, like some of the pants, you know, it depends. Like if you're wearing the jeans, it'll cover it up. If you're wearing the leather pants, it shows. So you just kind of, you got to pick and choose if you want it to show or not.
Yeah. Or just wear a bikini all the time and gross your brother out when you have a match with him. Yeah.
I don't even like having matches with my brother, Susie.
I'm not talking about your brother because I don't want to puke again.
I
no,
like to see some half t-shirts.
Yeah,
a few more
half
t-shirts.
My little brother, he tells me to put more clothes on. So, yeah.
Yeah, we have Tank Girl on the radio here. Should I bring her on? She finally got through.
Let's bring her on.
Let's bring her on. Hello, Tank Girl.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
I don't know what was wrong with I don't know what was going on with BTR, but I couldn't call in. It would dial and dial and dial and say the circus were busy. So,
oh, that's weird.
Yeah, that's
awesome. I saw you.
Yeah,
I saw awesome. You there. We were trying to get through to you, but it took a while.
It's
How
okay.
you doing, Tanky?
It's okay. I'm doing good. I'm awake. I'm alive. It's good to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going camping tomorrow for 4 days, so it's
Wait a
all
minute,
great.
Are you sure you're
all
alive?
Right.
Let me put you in the side.
Go ahead, man. Make sure. But, yeah, okay. Now, back to what we were talking about. This is not the Tank Girl show.
No, it's not.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what do you think about company finances?
Company finances, okay. Everybody knows I'm not a company owner. I'm a wrestler. But I totally agree. Everybody should be given a budget. You know, sometimes things happen where you get a GM who goes rogue and just uses up all the money if you don't give them a budget, right? So a budget should be given and used accordingly. And I agree with you. I remember when I first started, the biggest contract I got when I very first started, I think I was maybe 8 weeks in, and they said 10 weeks for 10 grand. I'm like, yeah, thank you.
You jumped on that kind of contract and were bragging to all your friends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look what I got. Look what I got. You don't got none.
You brought all your friends and you know, it was, that was big deal.
Mm-hmm. So you went on a fanning.
Look at the 10K and go, not even worth my time.
Yeah, and then you'd you're already saving up coins, so you got all this coins from your contract, so you're in the store, and then all of a sudden, all the good stuff that you saved up coins for is now bucks. But now it's everybody's able to get bucks, so it's a lot easier. The only way to get bucks back then was what, journeys? So
yeah,
it was impossible.
What do you think about companies that are not self-sufficient, self-sustaining?
Self-sustaining, I really feel they need to study up and know what they're doing before they even open that company. If you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. That's why mine's inactive and I'm closing it because I don't have a freaking clue. I said to my son, here, you're a GM. I said to Mikey Mischief, here, you're a GM. Here you go, Outlaw, you're an honorary GM for whenever you want, you know? And, like, everybody put in a lot of money and like, coins and bucks into that company. So I feel, like, extra shitty about that, you know? Because most of them were LAs and LA judges and Outlaws, you know? And Steffers, too. And other people as well, you know? So I feel really shitty. So if you gave me bucks or coins, come see me and tell me how to give them back to you. Because, I didn't want the company and I didn't want the responsibility because, well, my math really sucks and all that other good jazz there. So, but
a thousand wrestler bucks. Yeah, a thousand wrestler bucks.
No, it wasn't a thousand. It wasn't a thousand.
I didn't give you anything. I'm kidding.
Well, but that's a risk you take when you invest in a company. Is that it's, you know, you're going to end up, the company's not going to make it. But that's a risk you take. And by investing in that company, that is, I personally, if I give a new company money to help them get started, then that's an investment to me. And an investment you either don't make a return on your investment, or you do. And you have to be willing to not make a return on your investment.
It is what it is.
You know, that's one of the things that, the people putting money into companies to help them get started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't cry when the company closes and you don't get your money back, is my opinion. Because when you put that money in, you're making a risk. You're taking a risk that it's not going to be, it's now no longer your money.
It's like playing the stock market.
Go ahead, bub.
What?
Stock market.
It's like playing the stock market.
Yeah, it's exactly. When you put money into a company, it's now no longer your money. You no longer have a say in how it's used. You have no say in what they do with it. You have no say if they turn around and shut the company down the next day. It's no longer yours. You chose to give them that money. It is a gift. You can't take it back.
Mm-hmm.
And, we've seen people say that they've given a gift of money and then they turn around and say, oh, no, that was a loan and you've got to pay me back and bully people. And that's wrong. Once you put the money in, it's no longer yours.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in my personal opinion, you put money into a company, that's it. That's an investment. You may not get a return on your investment. You may get a return on it. But it's not anymore. It's not your money. And you can't dictate what's done with that money.
I was talking to somebody recently, and they said, well, I have over 8,000 wrestler bucks. So I don't mind dumping, 1,000 wrestler bucks into somebody's company because I'll just make it back in a month. I just sit there and free buck all day long, and I've just got all these wrestler bucks. And I said, oh, that's nice. And next thing I know, she's a GM in the company I'm in. Says, yeah, a wise company owner knows exactly who their benefactors are and
can
stuff like that.
Can she put $1,000 in my company?
Probably. She can probably put $1,000 in a lot of companies and not get hurt too bad.
That way I don't have the free buck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
MD said it right here, and it's an investment with a risk. Once you give it, it no longer belongs to you.
Exactly. That's true. It's a gift. It's not really an investment.
Yeah.
It's a gift. Now, mm-hmm. if you get gifted back, that's a wonderful
company,
thing.
If you're in the company, you can look at it as an investment. If you're not in the company, don't plan on being in the company, then I think it's a gift. But if you're in the company, I think you can look at it as an investment. And how is, are you going to get a return on that investment as a wrestler in that company?
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough. Excuse me.
I thought you were stoned, not drunk.
No, if you hear me hick, it's because I'm about to burp, and I don't burp like a frat boy on air anymore. I grossed myself out one night, so I don't do it anymore. No joke.
Oh, that's cool.
So I don't.
No
do it
joke.
Yep.
Our little tanky has finally grown up.
Yeah. Also, because I almost made somebody be sick one night, so I went back and listened, and yeah, it's
really
gross.
Oh, big X.
So and yes, Susie, I've grown up quite a bit. You know that.
Our little tanky is growing up. Yay. well, let's see. We've got about 7 minutes left, 7.5 minutes left on the show. There is still time for you to call in if you'd like to take part in the last few minutes of the show and be a part of our after party. I don't know how long that's going to go tonight. Our guest
mm-hmm.
calling number is 646-478-0073. Or, of course, you can scroll up to the top of the page and hit that handy Skype button, and that's free.
And, of course, the other telephone number is also free if you're calling in from work.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
yes.
right. That's right.
Free when
until
you call from
caught.
Work. Exactly.
Free is
yes.
awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I love it. But yeah, if if anybody does have any more to add, any last-minute things you want to add, we would give us a call. We can even continue this on into the after party. And
mm-hmm.
I wish my company had a shirt in the store. I hit 3 months and 150 members right after they quit doing shirts.
Oh, wow.
Aww.
I was like about a week short.
Members.
Yeah, I was like a week short of getting my shirt in the store.
That bites.
One of the last ones that got in is actually no longer in the last few that got t-shirts in the store are no longer there because they were done in the 3D.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Wow, bummer. Yeah, I don't
yeah,
really
all
understand.
All of the shirts that were added during the 3D time for the 3D are out just like the suit. They're no longer in the store.
I just thought of a shirt that should be in, considering how long the building has stood, and I think BTV Radio should have their own shirt in the store.
I should hope so.
Well, that
I think we should
appreciate that.
We should petition. We should petition it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If the SWF radio, if Cajun radio was still going, I'd say we want a shirt too. But it'd be nice to have the radio stations have a shirt, for the fans to support the radio stations as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Red, you talk great. You've been on air since you've been out and while you were in the hospital. Don't put yourself down. If you can talk, it's fine.
Yeah, you were on the radio that first time, that first day after, and everything, and,
yeah,
and you were
twice.
Great.
She did two.
And then you came back and did another show.
We could all understand her. Yeah, I understood her. I don't know, but I know a lot of people understood her.
No, she was fine. She was absolutely fine.
So we would love for you to call in.
Of course. I just don't like when people put themselves down like that.
Yes, and,
cool.
You know, I know that one of the concerns that Sports Unstoppable has is trying to get the stuff that was 3D converted into 2D. And then they have to recreate that stuff, which is fine.
Yep.
But there's other things that I think need to be worked on first.
Plenty.
See that the reason why store items and stuff like that are happening is because they're really easy to do and they're not going to screw anybody up. What happens with trying to fix some of the internal problems when there's an update? You've seen the game be down for hours at a time, have to undo what was done previously to go back to a different version, come back with it. It's difficult. It isn't easy like adding a French bandana and flag to the to the store.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty easy. But to fix what's going on, like you notice when you look at, and you have your move set, like you're choosing new moves. When you get to that new move screen and you see the new moves, and we were able to open up what, two new company slots, I think. Not companies, move slots.
Move, yep.
Move spots.
I think it was
when you look
three.
At
that, I got
was
two.
It? I think it was
I
two.
I ended up somehow getting three.
Well, I had to buy two.
Yeah, I got two.
I had to buy some of mine when I was, I had to buy move slots when I was a noob and come in. And you actually had to train up your moves.
Yeah,
but
well,
when you go to
you
that,
get a move and it's 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You had to actually work and build it up to 100% to get any kind of accuracy with it. And
but when you
to
go
the
to that
show,
screen,
Aggie.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, while we have you, before we go, we're about real quick. Anybody have anything they want to promote? We've got about a minute and a half left. So, real quick, Aggie.
Yeah, Second Class Radio is back after about a 2.5 year hiatus. It's on the 2D Sports Network, and then Second Class Wrestling as well just made its triumphant return. 8,500 point open challenge, and lots of fun and tons of unique divisions with the new one focused on something Judgy's coming up with starting tomorrow. So, that's it.
Great, Tank. Anything to promote?
I'd like to promote Hounds of Justice, Hardcore. You can get a hold of Crushing Kelly Kent, Leia Dreamwolf, or my son, Jonathan the Grappler Taylor, and they'll get you an invite. And yeah, I enjoy the company. It's great. Lots of tourneys, lots of shows. It's awesome.
All right, Bub.
I want to promote, let's see, Death of Glory Wrestling. Great company. We got two divisions. Got Rage or Redemption. If you want an invite, you can get with me or anybody on the homepage that's for an invite. And also Heavy Metal Pro Wrestling, daily shows, great tournaments, and pay-per-view coming up this weekend. You can get with me or Ryan Osborne for an invite.
All right, great.
Okay.
Thank you to all
everybody
of our callers.
Read my bio if you want in on any of those companies. They're there. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for all our callers. And we are in the after party.
Yes, this is the after party.
I think Red's in queue.
And welcome to the show, Settles.
It is me.
Hi, Red.
Hey, Red.
Hi, Red.
Hi.
Hey, Red.
Hi. How are you doing, hon?
Welcome.
Well, I'm here.
Hey, you
sound awesome.
You sound stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Ginger power. It works.
What?
Ginger power. It works.
Right.
Oh, it's Redhead Rocks. You can say it right.
That too. Yeah, I know, but we're ginger, you know, like in the Justice League, the Wonder Twins, you know. Yeah.
Well, we're glad that you called in. Everything going well with you?
Well,
any update you want to give us?
As far as health-wise, I'm getting better. They were able to get most of the cancer with the surgery. So I just have to finish my treatment. But everything around my house is breaking down. So you just live with it.
Well, you sound like you're well on your way. You're a normal, regular, everyday, wonderful, amazing self. So
your voice is a lot stronger. You're sounding great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying.
The best part is that soon enough, chocolate won't taste like lead. So that's always good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say that again.
I said chocolate won't taste like lead. I know that's, I don't know if it's a 100% thing with like chemo, but I know that people that I've known in the past that love like dark chocolate or milk chocolate said it kind of had a leady taste, aftertaste.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do things taste any different to you?
I have been living on hot tea when it rains. And crackers and sometimes cheese.
Sometimes, okay, man, cheese and crackers is great.